right. Hello. Welcome to the Eric Anders Lang Show, soon to be retitled. Whenever we get our together, we're going to call it RGC Radio. But I keep talking about that, but it hasn't happened yet. So it'll happen soon. Folks, I am sitting in a swarm of garbage, a.k.a. I haven't packed yet. It is Sunday night, August 30th. That means tomorrow's the 31st. This is my last night as a Los Angeles resident. Wow. That's intense. 40 seconds into the pod. I think this is going to be a 2-minute podcast because I'll be totally honest. I have so much to do before we leave. Snowball, can you please get to work? All, if you could just pack your own bed and food. What's that? Come here. Did you hear him? That was him sniffing the mic. Judging. So yeah, we had a great little hang today. I realized I had all these golf shirts that I wasn't going to wear or hadn't worn. And so put a little ad out on the community thread and said, yo, come on down to old Eric's crib. And you can take whatever you want. And it was a free garage sale. Not many of those, I realize. But in gratitude to my Angelino brothers and sisters, just wanted to pass along a few items. So right now I've got what is normally a very peaceful indoor environment is just filled with bags and electronics and cables and lenses and shoes. And basically, yeah, we're gonna hit the road tomorrow in about 18 hours. And the plan is to drive. Have I said that I'm moving to Texas? Was that clear? Maybe the title of the podcast gave it away. I am moving to Texas. I'm a little scattered. I should have meditated before doing this podcast. We're moving the RGC headquarters to Austin, Texas, and I am ready. I'm ready to go. I've never been this ready. My friend Bo, one of my old friends, whom you will meet on the next podcast. He and I are going to do a podcast probably at some very natural location, maybe in the woods, in the mountains, up in Colorado. Bo and I are going to take 2 weeks to get to Austin, and we're going to go through St. George, Utah. We're going to hang out with Dan and Lincoln from What's Inside, the YouTube channel. And then we're going to go on to Utah, to Moab down there, and we're going to go up to Colorado, Telluride, and Aspen. I'm not really sure yet. Kind of depends on where the compass points at that time of day. And then we're going to head over to Boulder and we're going to hang with one of my buddies who works at Rafa, the cycling club. Maybe we'll do a little RGC over there with the RGC Denver community. And then we got to fly a week from today. We're going to get on a plane and go to New York City where we're going to break 90 again at Winged Foot for the U.S. Open. I've heard the rough is high, and I've heard it's only going to get higher. So that'll be exciting. And then we fly back to Oklahoma City. We're going to do a little shoot with Victor Hovland for Jay Lindberg, which will be fun. I've never really met Victor, although we did do a podcast together for one of our partners, Cisco, in the beginning of quarantine. And that was fun. He's a funny guy. He's a very interesting guy. So it'll be cool to work with him. Maybe we'll get to do a podcast together in OKC. And then we catch a quick flight back to Denver. We meet the car again. And then we spend, I think we have 4 or 5 days to get from Denver to Austin, which will be nice. We'll finish it up with a little camping down there in New Mexico, Santa Fe, headed on down to West Texas, and then on into Austin city limits. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, like most podcasts that I've done, I don't have a tremendous amount of notes, but I'm pretty excited to get there, pretty excited to experience all that Austin has to offer. My partner in crime, Evan Roosevelt, and I have been thinking about leaving Los Angeles for a long time, and we had talked about, obviously, you know, where can you play golf all year long? That's a key That's high on the list of priorities. And so that brings up, you know, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, you know, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico. And really, not there. There's a lot of great states in that list that I just read off. I didn't really want to do Florida because it wasn't very new to me. Like, I feel like I've been to Florida a lot. And with Golf Channel, I guess, imploding, I don't know. It felt like, why do I want to go to that same state? RIP, GC. I mean, come on. Like, you know, should I get honest? Why? I'm surprised they had a business for that long. I mean, come on. Like, yeah, I like watching golf on TV, but like, I don't know what else they did really that was interesting. Anyway, you know, like, look, to each his own, right, folks? So then really it just sort of Texas started to stick out, and we did an RGC event in Houston in January at Gus Wortham, and I just loved it. I just loved it. There was something about the vibe of the place, and I just really loved all of it. All of it. I got a text message. Who is it? Now that I'm moving, it's my neighbor. Now that I'm moving, I've become best friends with all my neighbors. Also had to do with the quarantine, but like now it's like I'm outside, I'm packing the car. Everyone's like, hey, where are you headed? I'm like, I'm leaving the state. One-way trip. And they're like, oh, wow. And then we have like a one-way convo or one-hour convo. And it's like, oh, cool. Well, I guess I'll see you soon. I'll be back. I guess I'll be back. I don't know. Yeah, I'm coming back. Of course, I'm going to come back to LA. I love this place, but I am looking for something new. And I think Austin, you know, we were talking about Texas in general. It's got so many great cities that all love golf, and Houston was one of them. Dallas is great. San Antonio and Austin. You've got this great grouping of cities that all love golf and are temperate for golf. And you got a lot of great schools and a lot of great young energy, you know, open-mindedness, intelligent energy. Obviously, Austin's got a lot of great business coming into town there with Tesla, Apple, Google, and, well, Random Golf Club, of course. I'm not, I mean, Snowball, it's going to be such an exciting time. He's napping. Yeah, and it just sort of landed on Austin, you know, and we went out there a few weeks ago to do a little reconnaissance, as it were, and it just felt right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you don't necessarily know how to describe it, but you know it when you see it. And that's the future home of RGC. I mean, there's a lot of plans and a lot of ideas and a lot of stuff that we are excited to start kicking into motion. Obviously, first we need to break 90 at Winged Foot, my guys. And then we need to just get to Austin, Snowball. But yeah, Austin's going to be great. And I've actually never played golf in Austin. So that's going to be really, really exciting. So, I mean, I've only been talking for 9 minutes. I feel like I could do better. The thing is, normally we have podcasts kind of in the can, ready to go. But those days are behind us. And now I need to do a little more work on getting some podcasts in the can. It's been hard to record guest interview podcasts over COVID because I don't know. I got to figure out a better way to do it. I know a lot of people have been doing it. I got to figure out a better way to do it. I want to do like a live show, kind of like what we did for the PGA. So when we get to Austin, that'll be an urgent top priority, is to figure out how to do that, which will be pretty exciting. I'm excited to, I've packed up all the gear, the camera gear and the drones and all the memory cards and tripods and whatnot. And I'm excited for me and Bo to make some videos on the road. We're going to do like a camping video. We're going to play some beautiful golf in St. George. You know, and just, I'm excited to get back to like creating, really. Right now, I'm 100% stressed. If my maximum stress level is 90%, I'm at 100 right now. And it's just so intense to like have everything packed up, like boxes everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, and then leaving tomorrow. I'm beyond stressed. But I think once I close the door of the car and GTFO, I think I'll feel a lot better because we can slow down. And hopefully I can turn my phone off and enjoy the experience of, you know, I love camping. I love being around nature. I think that's one of the reasons why I love golf so much is you're kind of out there in the wild manicured fairways of the private clubs. No, but I mean, you know, like golf does have that wilderness aspect to it when it's done right. And you do feel at one with nature, even if you're standing on a bed of like fertilizer and, you know, Native American burial grounds, bro. It's terrible. It's terrible what we've done with the place. We have to think harder about how to do this right as golfers, and RGC is going to focus on that. We are focused on that, and we're going to continue to focus on that. You know what? I'll read my letter from the editor in case some of you aren't into that. In case you don't check out the website, you know, we got this great website, randomgolfclub.com. Very proud of all the things that we've done. What the fuck? Sorry, this page isn't available. Why you be lying, bro? Randomgolfclub.com, and now it's available. Good. Letter from the editor. This is my column, folks. I write this one. It's kind of exciting. I feel like a baller. Kind of badass. Packing my bag for a very, very long golf trip. As I write this, I have several tabs open on my computer's web browser. One of them is an intricate Google Maps route starting from my home in Los Angeles, moving up through Utah, into Colorado, and then down to New Mexico, and finally into Texas, Austin specifically. Also in Austin. Oh. The next tab is a rental home listing, also in Austin. A few others are pulled up with different public golf courses in Austin. One is for a moving company. Another is a YouTube video called Where to Live in Austin. I think you see what is happening here. I am embarking on a road trip that some people use at one or two points in their lives to commemorate a, quote, real change, R-E-E-L, to use a cinema term. A page break, a cash refresh, an iPhone update, a new home, a new life. 2 weeks on the road in between what will, in a matter of hours, become my old home to a place that I will soon call my home. I spend a lot of time planning and writing. Most of the things you see from RGC have been discussed at length before landing on your screen or your doorstep. I realize today that I'm about to set sail on a part of my life that is entirely unwritten. I have literally no idea how it is going to go, who I am going to meet, what I will find, and on. The pages are blank. At this, I feel completely divided. One half thoroughly terrified, shrinking with a smelly desire to abort the mission. The other half, confident and wise painter, looks at his brush, easel, and pigment, patiently ready to make the first strokes on a fresh canvas. These first strokes are a rough outline of the RGC HQ in Austin. It is surrounded by a healthy community of golfers, forward-thinking individuals, all looking to do one thing, change the world, leave our mark, innovate, pioneer. We all want to grow and thrive with this game. We want to show everyone out there that golf is not just a game to be played, it's a game to be lived. We are here to break the molds that hold us back and make the molds that move us forward. And our molds include every place, every way of thinking, and every single person. Thank you for shaping the future of RGC with me. In a few weeks, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming, but now on Central Standard Time, which will be a first for me. I'll read the comments. Corey says, better start working on that stinger under the wind. Best of luck with your new next step. Thanks, Corey. Random Golf Club Boston says, congrats. Can't wait to see what the future brings. Chris W. says, looking forward to having you in our part of the world. Need to play a round of golf after you have unpacked. Agreed. Neil Davidson says, brave man. Hope this works out. Always wanted to go there. Great music. Short of moving to Scotland. Sounds like a great choice. Neil Stroud, Gloucestershire. I don't know how to say it. Evan, congratulations. Garrett, best of luck and keep the content coming, brother. John McCabe, great music, food, and golf. Austin has it all. Best of luck, Eric. Colin Abdallah, Austin welcomes you with open arms. Let's go. That's nice. Brad says, stopping to play any golf in Utah. Of course, Brad, we all over that mofo. My mom says, it's going to be great. So proud of the courage you continue to find, or perhaps it's the fears you continue to ignore. Yes, some of it is definitely the second. I have a few gray hairs to prove it. Dad and I are supporting you as you go for it. That's sweet. Aaron Swope says, so is Craig T. Nelson coming with you? No, he's not feeling well. I was supposed to go over there today, but he said he's having a tummy ache. Either way, safe travels to you and Snowball. I have family in Austin if you get hung up and need something. My cousin is a golfer, so you'd be in familiar company. I can't wait to hear about the journey. Thanks, Aaron. Mike Yonker, welcome to Texas, bruh. Drew says, welcome to town. We'll make an exception for this Californian. If you need the lay of the land from a born and raised kid, we got you, especially a guide of where to eat and some street pronunciation so you got to sounding like a local. I could use that. I turn the brightness up on my screen. Ugh, my mom's one. Got me, mama. John says, Eric, love your material. Welcome to the Lone Star State. You will love Austin. The golf in Texas is good. Cannot wait to see how you present what you are able to experience. Tony says, congrats. I've been toying with a similar idea, but the fearful side is getting the best of me. A tiny and small home on a large piece of land sounds optimal, and Texas has that in spades. I wish you luck, but even more success. Maybe seeing you take on Texas will give me the kick in the pants I need. Peace, buddy. Mark McCune, RGC KC. It's a great town. I hope all goes well. Maybe joining you soon enough. Be safe. Have fun. Love the bad shouts. Oh, and Magnolia Cafe is a must. Ed Seeker says, wish you only the best, Eric. Thanks, Ed. John P., born and raised Austinite. We are rare. If you need any advice, please hit me up. Andrew says, congrats on the move, and I really look forward to the content, a RGC culture that will come out of Texas. Please do let me know if you need a fourth and a round in Colorado. There are more. Jeez, there are keeping more. Keep moving forward, says June. Matt says, love RGC, safe travels, and if you swing through Grand Junction, Colorado, come play Redlands Mesa. Mike Nguyen says, welcome to Texas. You're going to love it here. Oh, just know that even us born and bred and raised Texans never get used to the summer heat. We just don't waste the effort complaining about it as much. Let us know if you make it up to Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm your guy. Brody would love to collab again. Hopefully you and Snowball down in ATX sooner than later. Yeah. Yeah, the heat. Why complain about it? We filmed an Adventures in Golf episode in Death Valley, and it was 125 every day. Me, Stuart, and David, and I made a rule. I did sick of complaining about the heat. I said, look, if anyone complains about the heat one more time, they're gonna have to put on a sweater. And so then a few hours later, Stuart looks at both me and David. I mean, we were drenched. I mean, it was so hot. It was like staggering. Stuart looks at me and he goes, man, are any of you guys chilly? I'm freezing. Brilliant play. Brilliant, brilliant play. He's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. Oh, man. Yeah, well, there's a lot of great comments. Eric Oberg says that an Austinite Afro golfer and fellow Eric with a K, this is exciting news. Courses in Austin have a lot of character and there are a lot of great golf getaways in every direction. Kate says she's lived in Austin for a handful of months. You will want to discover Joe's Coffee next door to the Hotel San Jose, both Austin treasures. Also discover Central Market in Westgate. Great food supply. I think I went there actually, Central Market. I'm glad I read that. Kind of reframes what I'm talking about here and just the concept of how strange life is, how it just kind of keeps overlapping and falling over on itself. You know, we see so many things, you know, we see so many things throughout our lives. And so it's just about keeping our eyes open, whether it's a round of golf or a drive or seeing an old friend. You know, the goal is to not see it as we saw it, but see it totally with fresh eyes. That's the real goal. And the struggle is the goal too. you know, I catch myself a lot of times here frustrated with the move, frustrating with not wanting to do this or that and feeling annoyed. And, you know, that's when I can take a deep breath and just remember, you know, I signed up for this mofo. I want this. This is what I chose. So let it rain. Let it bring it down and bring it on, because I've never shied away from anything because it was too hard. And I'm not going to start now. You know, yeah, there's things I don't want to do. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit of a diva. You know, there's things I don't want to do. I don't want to do that. I don't want to pack the bag. I mean, not that anyone packs my bags for me, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not used to like doing all the camera gear. It's been a minute. And like, now it's like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to do it myself. That's awesome. I live for this. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. All right, hitting you up at the ad break here. I got a couple to run through. Jones Golf Bags, y'all, made in Portland. These bags are, they go back to the 70s. You're going to recognize these if you're older, and if you're not, you're going to be like, those look retro. They're awesome. Well, they are awesome, and they're also wonderfully priced. They also have some random golf club bags. We are getting a new bag up and running, so check back on the website for that. We're currently sold out of all the current bags that we have through Jones. But stay tuned. You can sign up for the mailing list at randomgolfclub.com or head over to Jones Golf Bags. Follow them on Instagram, Jones_sports_co. They make the best bags in the biz. They've got dual straps, single straps. They probably have a triple strap. They've got stand bags. One of the best is, I like the original bag. I like the player series. I also like the Ranger or the Rover, one of the two. Either way, I love that bag. And I love the guys that make up Jones. Very proud to welcome a new sponsor to the Random Golf Club universe. That's Whoop. You may have seen me wearing a, quote, watch on my right wrist. That's not a watch. It's a Whoop strap, Whoop. And they're offering a discount. I don't quite know what it is. It could be 15%. I don't know. It could be more if you use the code EAL. And my experience with this wonderful device, this wearable technology, is that it helps me get better sleep. It helps me understand the strain that I'm going through throughout the day, whether I'm, you know, on the bike, it connects to my Peloton, or whether I'm just walking 18 holes of golf, which, by the way, actually is pretty strenuous. I didn't really realize that's why I need a nap in the middle of the day, folks, if I play a 6 a.m. round. But definitely go check it out. You probably heard the news that they gave one out to every PGA Tour player, because it actually has been proven to help identify, you know, subtle, I guess, biometric changes in your body that could lead to early detection of COVID. So, you know, a lot of reasons to try this thing. A lot of athletes have been loving it, obviously, Rory and Justin Thomas. So check that out. All right, folks, features. Here's the story. F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. Want to get that out of the way, folks. It's not feature films. It's not, I don't know what else it would be, but it's features. Anyway, here's the deal with the features. I put them on my feet, and I feel pretty much faster. I've done nothing. I've changed nothing. I've actually just put on a pair of socks, and somehow I have obtained higher levels of speed. Anyway, it can make a huge difference. Runners obviously are psycho about sock choices, or so I've been told. I hear it. I hear it in the locker rooms. I hear it around runners and their socks. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, it's like a golfer's grip, right? This is a feature's feet. Boom. Whoa, that just happened. Anyway, these socks keep your feet cool, dry, and blister-free while providing a custom-like fit that won't bunch a slip during the backswing. God, I mean, you know what? That's the last thing I need, is something else to blame my bad shot on. Anyway, they've engineered a stock with targeted a sock, not a stock. It's not an IPO. Targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture wicking material for unsurpassed performance. I do, I actually wear my features on special occasions. I'm kind of like I put the features on for like a night out. You know, I'm like, what? anyway, I do love them. I do love the way they snuggle my friggles feet. Anyway, you're going to get $10 off your first pair when you use the code Eric, E-R-I-K, at features.com. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com. Promo code Eric for $10 off your first pair. That pair will be guaranteed for life.
guaranteed for life. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no queues, aid, no questions asked, FYI. Features is a proudly family-owned business down there in North Carolina. We all know that. That's old news. But anyway, check out Hugh and his sons, Joe and John, to and they're working on their mission to create products to help you achieve your personal best, primarily focused on your feet. I was about to say something about and your 10 toes, but honestly, then I was like, maybe you don't have 10 toes. And I was like, I don't want to make anyone feel bad if they only have 9, or maybe you've got 11. This one goes to 11. Anyway, features.com, promo code Eric. Get your socks. If you don't like them, honestly, that's on you, because they're saying they'll give you as much as you need to like them. And the truth is, I honestly don't know how you wouldn't like these socks. Like I said, I've put them on. I don't see there's a world where you're like, this is not the perfect sock. So, hey, prove me wrong. All right, folks, I got a new ad read for you. It's about ExpressVPN, y'all. And I'm going to personalize this. ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN lets you access the internet as if you're from a different country. Wow. I'm not even clear why that's interesting. Anyway, Netflix has different shows and movies available depending on where you are. Oh, so this is like when you're traveling and you can't get what you want. Now, I got it. I got the solution for y'all. Yo, get on the dark web with EAL, bro. ExpressVPN, you can unlock thousands of new shows and movies from streaming libraries around the glizzy. That's globe. There are hundreds of VPNs out there. See, I thought VPN stood for visible... Anyway, out there. But ExpressVPN is ridiculously fast. You can stream anything in HD quality with zero buffering. VPN is available on every device. Phones, laptops, tablets, and even Snowball. Using ExpressVPN to unlock content. ExpressVPN works with many streaming services, Netflix, Amazon Prime, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, and many more. You can use from 100 countries. It's so simple to use. Just fire up ExpressVPN, change your location, hit connect, and then refresh. Yo, check it out, y'all. My experience with ExpressVPN is incredible. I've used it all over the world. I've never used it. Look, here's the thing. Yeah, it sounds legit to me. I would say go to expressvpn.com/Eric, E-R-I-K, to check it out and become a hacker. Go to expressvpn.com/Eric, E-R-I-K. Honestly, here's the thing. If you do go to expressvpn.com/Eric and you watch Netflix in another country, I offer you a large load of respect. I'm into it. I'm into you. I'm into the whole thing. I'm into expressvpn.com/Eric. Use it or lose it. And get global on this mofo. Get global. Are you MacGyver or not? If you are MacGyver, go to expressvpn.com/Eric. And while you're at it, get a second one. Get two if you don't. Here's the thing. If you get two, it's twice as good, folks. All right. Later. TaylorMade, folks. TaylorMade is a family and it's a team. They've been so generous with their staff players for the Ace Cam videos for us. And obviously, the Sim Driver has changed my life. I can drive the ball 7,000 yards, and it hits me in the butt. It goes so far. But definitely check out all of the things from TaylorMade. I love those guys. Vice. It's a golf ball. It's got style. It's got class. But even more importantly, it performs as good as the top performing balls for half the price. So check out the Vice commercials. You may have seen those. I don't know if you have. Maybe you haven't. I don't know. We've got a random golf club ball coming out very soon. They're on a truck. I think there's so many balls that they're bringing them in. I don't even know how they bring them in. They're probably not on a plane because it would weigh the plane down. I don't even know. Check up randomgolfclub.com for the Vice balls coming up. Precision Pro. Also big news for Precision Pro coming soon. You've heard me talk about it. I think I can definitively say we're going to be launching this in the middle of August. The Random Golf Club Precision Pro Rangefinder comes with free battery replacement for life. It's got a magnet on it. We're going to get the NX9 with the RGC branding. And then all of the other rangefinders they make are wonderful. It's a wonderful family operation up there in Cincinnati. Great crew. And then we have standby.
All right. Now I realize why I was stumbling is because I didn't have what I needed to have to tell you about Keeps, folks. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. That's the key. They didn't underline that, but I'm underlining it for you. Get treated from home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months so you can say goodbye to the pharmacy checkout lines, not fun during COVID, and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Quite possible. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments can take up to 4 to 6 months or more to see results, so it's important to act fast. Literally, press pause and get this. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. You're not even saving money, you're saving hairs. We're splitting hairs here, folks. Okay, sorry, no, stop. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and nearly 100,000 men. Trust, that's an army. That's an army, folks. 100,000 hairy men, by the way. They're hairy, for sure. Keeps Snowball. Snowball, you have enough hair. Relax. He's hypoallergenic, so he doesn't even lose it. It's like, come on, man. It's an embarrassment of riches over there, Snowball. It's all white, I know. But you were born with white hair. Okay, moving on. Keeps, their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps treatments starts at just $10 per month. Plus, $10 a month? That's a good deal. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. Required talking points. This is written in red. Use your talking points, what? To guide the narrative, but to put it in your own words. Whoops, too late for that. Okay, I think we're good. Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Anders. That's my name, folks. That's how you get a discount. If you're ready to take action, and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/Anders to receive your first month of treatment free. That's $10 off, y'all. If you do it for a year, that's 8%. Quick math. KEEPS.com/Anders. We do keep customer before and after photos. That's cool. There's our online. You can go look at customer before and after photos. Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Anders. Bunch of other stuff that they told me not to do. Pretty sure I didn't do it. Anyway, much love to y'all. Check out Keeps.com and check out all of our other partners that support RandomGolfClub.com, and go to RandomGolfClub.com to check out stories, merch, community, and more. Membership coming soon. All right, I'm back. Thanks for joining in for the ads, the old ad reads. So anyway, the whole thing is the challenge. The obstacle is the way. Ryan Holiday lives in Austin. That was a new one. I got to get hooked up with him. I'm really excited. You know, one of the things I'm most excited about in Austin, obviously there's a lot of reasons to move to Austin. And a lot of people are like, why are you moving to Austin? Why are you moving to Austin? In fact, maybe I should title this podcast, Why I'm Moving to Austin. Finally, you realize the title of the episode is now. The end is the beginning is now. So look, why Austin? It's a lot of different reasons. The main one is it's like growth. Like, we want to grow bigger than Los Angeles would let us. LA is just, there's too much going on. There's too much noise. There's too much traffic. And it doesn't matter. Like, I haven't worked in LA in a while. I'm just here, like, getting, you know, I don't know, just getting hammered. Not getting drunk, but just getting hammered with, like, the traffic and all of the noise. There's so much noise. And I don't know, maybe I'm turning 40 in a couple months. Can you believe that, folks? Let's see, it's August right now. It's going to be September 3rd, so that's October, November, December, January, February. 5 months, I'll be 40. And I'll tell you what, nothing's going to stop me from throwing a goddamn rager for my 40th. I don't know where you're at, but you're invited. It's going to be fucking lit. I'm telling you, I'm moving to Austin so that I can throw a proper 40th birthday. Because in LA, the walls of this city can't contain me. You know, I'm going to go. My neighbor, what up, Chad? Just recording a podcast. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'll come say hi in a minute. I'm just finishing up the pod. I got the door open. I mean, Like I said, neighbors just swinging by. Am I the shit? I'm the shit and they're the fly. Imagine that. Everyone thinks that their shit don't stink. The 40th. My 40th birthday. I can't even explain to you. Like, to really contextualize my 40th birthday, I need you to think about Dan Bilzerian meets Chainsmokers meets Elon Musk. I'm kidding. I'll probably go on like a meditation retreat with like 2.5 people, half being Snowball. No. We're going to go big. Probably Mexico. Not really sure where. Cabo San Lucas. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just throw home party in Austin. We'll get a little country line dancing going. I don't know. Cast your votes. EAL's 40th. What's it going to be, y'all? Whatever it is, it will be televised. I'll televise you that. But yeah, Austin just has like it's got the space. It's also just it's a newness. It's a youth. It's a newness. And also it's kind of like I'm excited to go somewhere where there's a little less noise, a little more space, and focus more on growing the community. When I really look at what Random Golf Club is, if you gave me 10 cities, LA doesn't really describe Random Golf Club. LA is a wonderful city, and it served me so much in developing who I would become, which is me now, myself. I mean, did I take acid? I swear I didn't take acid today. But, you know, Austin really defines the Random Golf Club community. You know, Austin is really much more about like an egalitarian state of mind or point of view, it feels to me. Whereas LA is like, everywhere you look, it's just like the Lamborghini SUV. Raise your hand if you've seen a Lamborghini SUV in your life. Here's the thing. If you're not raising your hand, that means you live in a reasonable place. I see one every fucking day. It's the dumbest car on planet Earth. It's like $300,000. I see it every day. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I don't want to live in a place where people buy this car. I don't want it. Or a G-Wagon. Like, get away. Get away with the G-Wagon. What is this thing? It makes no sense. How much is a G-Wagon? I need to Google this. It's the dumbest thing ever. And here's the thing. Why am I in a podcast with you Googling how much a G-Wagon is? This is why I need to leave LA. G-Wagon price. Literally, get fucked. $130,000 for a... It's like, doesn't make any sense. It's the small SUV. If you're going to spend that kind of money, I could tell you where to go. You get a Porsche, get a little used turbo from 2015, Turbo S maybe, and then you've got a real car. Right, Snowball? Right? He doesn't really co-sign my bullshit. Anyway, that's why Austin. Why Austin? Talent, space, freedom, newness, youth in the company, a fresh start. And you know, when you go to a new place, you see things differently. It's almost like the snake skin. You know, you got to shed it every few years. And it was going to be somewhere, and really it just happened. It just COVID, I guess, gave us the time to be able to focus on those things. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll tell you why Austin in 10 years when I'm headed somewhere else, maybe. I would love to live in Scotland, I'll tell you that. I think maybe when I'm 49, I'll be moving to Scotland. How cool would that be? I don't know, folks. It's a big life. It's a big world. And, you know, screenshot it while you can, you know? Right, Snowball? Screenshot it while you can, right? Why are you looking around? What are you looking for? It looks like thinks someone's talking. Maybe he's a bug somewhere. Snowball, are you making friends with bugs? You're licking your lips like you just ate a bug. Snowball's secret. He will not eat a treat ever. Hates treats. I think that's kind of rad of him. He's kind of like an elevated diet. All right, folks. Well, thanks for my short check-in pod. Thanks for listening. If you're in Austin, swing by, swing through. My phone number is on my Instagram account. Text me there. I try to check in on all that and, you know, or comment on a message if you're there. We'll be doing RGC events very, very excited for the future with the RGC community and Snowball. Well, for now, sayonara. Bayonara.
Jay Larson.
Much funny.